Sources close to Jamal Khashoggi say the murdered Saudi journalist was to reveal details of Riyadh's use of chemical weapons in Yemen. British media say intercepts of internal communications by the kingdom's General Intelligence Directorate revealed that a member of the Saudi royal family ordered to abduct Khashoggi and take him back to Saudi Arabia. The media also say that the UK government knew about the plot against Khashoggi 3 weeks before he was killed in the kingdom's consulate in Turkey. London, however, urged Saudi officials to abort the plan. Reports come as German Chancellor Angela Merkel has urged the European Union to take a joint position on potential limits to arms sales to Saudi Arabia over the murder of Jamal Khashoggi.
We have agreed that if we have more light on this and if we know more about this and know how it is connected to the people behind it, then we will seek a single European solution or response from all the member states of the European Union, and we will also make it clear that we will act from one point of view.
Merkel once again vowed to halt Germany's arms exports to Riyadh and said the EU should come up with a unified response to the issue. Meanwhile, U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis has called for full transparency over the murder. In a telephone conversation with Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir, he urged Saudi officials to do what he called a full and complete investigation into the killing. Turkey's leader Recep Tayyip Erdogan also demanded answers from Saudi Arabia regarding the identity of those behind the crime. Khashoggi, a critic of a Saudi de facto ruler Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, was killed in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on October the 2nd. Crossing over to New York, joined by Nasir Al-Amari, author and political commentator. Thank you so much for being with us. Well, what do you make of this latest information now that actually the journalist was going to talk about Riyadh's use of chemical weapons in Yemen?
It's very shocking. And it seems intelligence services in Western countries know more than we think we do. We had heard before that the Americans also intercepted attempts to kidnap Khashoggi, and now we hear the British intelligence also knew about it, and they knew exactly why Khashoggi was a target. So it seems there's a whole lot that the public doesn't know, and it seems that these governments have known about the plans of the Saudi regime to commit crimes against this innocent journalist. So we really need the truth. We need the full truth, because it seems a whole lot of people know the truth as far back as September, and now we hear that it has to do with the use of chemical weapons. And we hear that British intelligence knew that the chemical weapons were involved. So it seems that the public doesn't know a whole lot, and these governments know much more than what they're saying they do.
And what does that say in general about these governments? On the one hand, we're hearing that the British government knew about it. Of course, on the other hand, we saw them quickly come out and condemn the Saudi regime. What do you think exactly is going on here?
Well, I think that, these governments have given shelter to the Saudi regime to commit war crimes in Yemen. And they have allowed the Saudi regime for decades to get away with literally murder and terrorism. And we still hear politicians here in the United States defending the Saudis. We have Mr. Trump, who seems to be defending them all the time. The British, the Western governments are all now, saying, okay, if we are to take a stand against the Saudi regime, let's all do it together. And it seems they're saying this because they don't want someone to go behind their back and make all these arms sales deals with the Saudis. So this really stinks. It smells of money and contracts and the death of Arabs and the death of innocent Yemenis, the death of journalists. And it's really shocking that these Western governments would ignore all these crimes for these contracts. It's really shocking, and I think we are about to learn much more about their involvement with the Saudis.
All right, thank you so much for being with us out of New York, author and political commentator, Mr. Nasir Al-Omari.